Hi, I'm David Fairman, and you're listening to Gospel Tangents.
The best source for more history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. David and Christine Fairman lead the Church of Jesus Christ in Christian Fellowship as co-presidents. We're going to learn more about their wide-open canon. They believe a lot of scripture from a lot of different, not only Mormon movements, but, you know, they're open to even the Quran and non-Christian things as well. So it's going to be a fun conversation. You won't want to miss it. Check it out. So, Christine, can you tell us a little bit more about the structure? I know you introduce yourselves as co-presidents, and then somebody else is in the first presidency. Are you a prophetess as well as he's a prophet?
I guess I am. I don't know that I like that title. I believe that everybody is capable of receiving revelation or receiving guidance from God.
Does David receive more revelations than you?
Probably, yeah.
Have you received a revelation?
Yes, if you've received a revelation.
Huh?
Yes, if you've received a revelation.
I have. I've received many revelations. I'm much more quiet and much more low-key about them. To me, it's much more of a personal kind of thing.
So you don't write them down, and I would guess you have some sort of doctrine and covenants or something like that. And I want to talk about some of these revelations you've received.
We have one of her revelations in Doctrines of the Saints. Yes.
It's called Doctrines of Faith?
Doctrines of the Saints.
Of the Saints, okay.
Yeah, we call it that because it's got Joseph Smith, James Strang, Brigham Young, just all these different prophets.
Denver Snuffer?
No, actually, no. I think his revelations might be not open to public domain. So his aren't in there.
But if they were, would you take those?
Well, we have an open canon. Okay. So even if they're not, if someone believes it. And I will tell you, one of our first apostles, he passed away. But one of our first apostles was a Snufferite. So. Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about their movement. I've tried to learn more, but in fact, I was actually invited to speak at one of their conferences, but it was around the time when they were moving away from accepting polygamists and homosexuals. And so once that became more official, they uninvited me.
Well, so tell us more about some of these revelations.
Christy, do you want to talk about yours first? I can pull it up for you.
Oh, that's all right. It's just something that, so the revelation kind of came through a lot of conversations with my husband here. And he kind of urged me to just write it down. I'm not good at verbalizing this.
I'll say this. We were driving somewhere to go in the woods to pray. And she told me she'd received this revelation, but she didn't know how to express it verbally. I was like, well, what's it about? And she started telling me, and like, I was just so full of the Holy Spirit. I knew this revelation was from God. I knew it was true. And I was like, where's the pen and paper? I need to write this down. She's like, no, it's not time yet. And then one day I got the kids and we went and did something else, and she stayed in the office and was able to write down the revelation. Do you want to tell me what it's about?
It's basically about the role of women in the gospel, the importance of the role of women in the gospel, and the fact that we have more power than we're realizing, I guess, within the gospel and our relationships with God and in bringing about the fullness of the restoration.
If you go to cjccf.org, you can actually find that revelation on the front page as you scroll down. We have four revelations that I think I received two. Alexei, a former apostle of the fellowship, received one, and Christine received one that we felt are the key revelations about our mission as a movement. And that's obviously one of them, because it addresses the question of of women in the gospel. So.
Okay, so that of course leads to priesthood. Do you ordain women to the Melchizedek priesthood?
Absolutely. Christine is a high priestess. She's been ordained, and we've ordained a number of women from the Brighamite Church also, who felt it called, and it says in the Doctrine and Covenants, which is also the Doctrine of the Saints, that if you feel that call to serve, then you are in fact called. And since they were not called or allowed to be ordained by their particular branch of the faith, their sect, the Lord brought them to us, and we were able to ordain them. So, yes.
Okay. So, female apostles as well. I guess you've got a female prophetess, or do you prefer prophet or prophetess?
I prefer whatever. It doesn't matter.
I think she prefers Christine.
Christine? Okay.
It's a little humbling. It's when people say, oh, you're a prophet and seer and revelator. And I'm like, yeah, but you can be too, is what I always say. Or you are too, depending on who I'm talking to.
Do you have revelations from people within, I guess congregation isn't the right word, but movement? Do you have people that have revelations, and are they canonized?
Yes. Yep. Okay. We canonized a number from Victoria Ramirez and Alexei. I apologize. I cannot pronounce his last name because it's Russian.
Is he a Strangite?
Yes, he is.
Matanovich or something like that, I think, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. They were actually the two head apostles for the movement for, well, I think 2 years.
See, I was wondering, because I had heard he called himself an apostle, and I'm like, Strangites don't have apostles, but I didn't realize he was part of your movement, so that makes more sense now.
But yeah, we canonized some of his. Also, there's an author by the name of Doug Hatton. He is from the RLDS Community of Christ branch. He sent us one of his revelations, and he's not a part of our movement at all. But we canonized his, another brother, Scott, we canonized his revelation. Again, he was a stuff right for a while. So basically, if people send us a revelation, we will publish it, but that doesn't mean we'll canonize it. Everything has to be voted on. But we kind of stopped canonizing things for a while because one of the things we're worried about is, number one, we have an open canon. So it's really the Book of Mormon and the Bible are the two things you really kind of need to believe. The Doctrines of the Saints is really more for how to run an organization, right? So we may publish things on the website, and it may be a revelation, but that doesn't mean people have to accept it as scripture. One example is we did vote to canonize the Book of the Law of the Lord from the Strangites. But that doesn't mean that if you say, I don't think this is scripture, that we're going to kick you out. You know what I mean?
So they're kind of on a lower level than the Bible and the Book of Mormon. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I think the way I would categorize is the Torah and the Gospels are number one. And then the Book of Mormon is there to help explain and help us understand the Torah and the Gospels. And I would say 3rd Nephi probably is one of the Gospels. So.
Okay. So, wow, a very open canon. I recently had an interview with John Pratt from the Brazil group. Do you have anybody from that group, the Reborn LDS Church?
No, but we did have people that, it was kind of interesting. They 100% fully support and believe that the sealed portion is a legitimate translated book of scripture, but they didn't believe that Mauricio was a prophet. So he had the right to translate it, but he didn't have the right to start a church.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So because of that, if you actually go through the website, you'll find articles that mention that particular book of scripture. It's not canon, but it is canon for some people that associate with us.
Oh, wow. So, of course, now this brings up Muhammad and, Hinduism and that sort of thing. Do you take any of their scriptures as legit?
What we say is that anything that helps you get closer to Jesus Christ is scripture for you. And if you're going to write an article or teach a lesson or, you know, give a talk or preach a sermon or whatever you want to call it, and you have something from something else that is going to help people get closer to our Savior, read it. If it speaks to them, then that makes it scripture for them. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. We're not universal Unitarians. We don't think that like everything is definitely correct, but we believe that there are truths in all things. For us, it's the 14th article of faith, that's more traditionally known in the Brighamite Church as the 13th article of faith, that we believe all things. We hope for all things. And so we try to look for the good in everything.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about more of the structure of the church. It sounds like you have apostles, you've got a first presidency, do you have 70s and that sort of thing? Do you mirror the Brighamite Church, basically? That's what kind of what I'm asking.
I don't know that I definitely don't think we mirror them, and I'll tell you why. The way that it's supposed to be structured, and I say that because, you know, it's one of the things that happens with us is, like a lot of movements, people come and go. But the idea is that we're supposed to actually be run not by a first presidency, but by a council of elders. And the council of elders is made up of the co-presidents of the first presidency, the co-presidents of the apostles, the co-presidents of the 70, that's one male and one female, a patriarch and a matriarch, and then a lay member or a friend of the fellowship. They don't have to be a member of the fellowship, as a ninth member. And then together we counsel and see what we're supposed to do. Because if you read for the Brighamites, I believe it's Doctrine and Covenants 107, I think it's 104 for Community of Christ. It talks about how all of these branches are equal. If you get all the apostles voting as one, then they have the same authority as a first presidency, right? So if that's the case, then it can't be a tier down like this. It's got to be more of a big group of people that are just called to different ministries within the same Latter-day Saint movement. So it's not, I almost said pyramid scheme. It's not a pyramid structure. It's more of a round table. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what happens when the apostles and the first presidency disagree?
We go to the table as the council of elders and we discuss it. And the council of elders is the one that makes the decision. So,
okay. So
we be led by a council of elders, not by a first presidency.
Oh, okay. So the council of elders is the leading quorum?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So even though you're in the first presidency, they can overrule you, basically?
So yes.
Oh, interesting. How often does that happen?
They can throw us out, too, if they want to.
Yeah, we actually have in our bylaws and in our Doctrine of the Saints, we actually canonized some revelations Joseph Smith said that say how to get rid of the first presidency. Has that happened? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think about it like that.
What happens?
Have they ever overruled the first presidency? It's more like, first off, I do want to let you know that with Alexei.
There's been disagreements?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been disagreements, but we work it out. Yeah.
I think that compromise has always been able to be reached in situations like that.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to say it. The Council of Elders, the council part, since Christine and I would be the presidents, they actually put together I don't know what you want to call it, a manifesto or a list of issues that they felt that we needed to talk about. And it's made public both their issues and then the first presidency response on the website, because we want to be transparent. We don't want something where 20 to 100 years from now, someone's digging up a bunch of records and this is what really happened. But they said, you know, these are some concerns that we have. And then the first president said, here's our responses. And then after all that, we sat down as a council of elders and we worked it out. We decided, okay, here's issue number one. What are we going to do about this? you know, here's issue two. How are we going to resolve this? And we just kept meeting with it until everything was resolved. So it's a matter of going to the Lord and then being filled with the Holy Spirit, figuring out what to do and putting our egos to the side in order to make sure that the Lord's work gets done and not whatever it is that we want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely less centralized. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with David Fairman. In our next conversation, we'll talk about David's angelic ordination.
And while I was in prayer, an angel came and ordained me. That angel was Raphael. And he ordained me a high priest and said that he was giving me all of the same keys that Abraham had been given. And so all of the keys to the gospel.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe to patreon.com/gospeltangents for just $5 a month. Patreon is spelled patreon.com/gospeltangents. If you'd like to watch the entire video, you can subscribe at YouTube, Patreon, or on my website at gospeltangents.com and click the yellow subscribe button for just $8 a month. PDF transcripts are just $10 a month, and you can get those on patreon.com/gospeltangents or on my website. I'll send those to you as soon as I've finished completing it. If you'd like to get a paperback and PDF, just subscribe for $20 a month at either Patreon or on my website. Individual paperbacks are available at amazon.com. Just do a search for Gospel Tangents interview, and you can find all of our past interviews there. Show your Gospel Tangents pride by purchasing a t-shirt on our website at gospeltangents.com/shop. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. You can get our latest updates by friending me at Facebook, or you can also follow our page at facebook.com/gospeltangents. Become an insider and you can see the newest videos. Follow us on Twitter at gospeltangents. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got some of our great videos. Thanks again.